Hi, I'm Antoine Taylor, and welcome to The Mission, where we are dedicated to helping you encounter God through Scripture. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of The Mission Podcast. I am Antoine Taylor, your host, and I am so happy and blessed that you're here. I hope you're tuning in today, wherever you are. I pray that God will meet you in this podcast and deal with you severely as He has been dealing with me. Man, we can get into this right away. I am really I just want to warn you, give you a disclaimer. This might be rough, but I guarantee you, if you listen, if you hear what the Spirit is saying, this will not be an offensive thing, but this will be an instrument to help you grow. And so we are going to come from the book of 1 John, chapter 2. I'm going to go through several different scriptures that is going to help us understand where we are and what we're doing in our walks, okay? So I am helping you get to a closer, my whole purpose in this message is helping you get closer to the Lord so that you can hear what the Spirit is saying and not looking at what the world is doing, right? Or if you're looking at it from a worldly perspective, how you can come into the Spirit and understand what we need to do as believers. So we are coming from 1 John 1, chapter 2, verse 15. That is the main course right now. So it says, "Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Let me give you some context on what this scripture and this passage and what John is saying. The Apostle John is concerned about believers. He's writing to remind us of sin and the purpose of the gospel through Jesus Christ being that he sacrificed his life for our sins and the sins of the world. The testimony is to remind us that there are all kinds of things that we're going to deal with, but Jesus paid the price for sin. That is the main objective here. Because of Jesus Christ, we have been separated from sin and death, and we've been able to get into a place where we can be reserved for God. So there were many false teachers at this time claiming different kinds of worldviews. So he wanted to give a clarity on what Jesus did, again, to remind us, give us a refreshing on the gospel, guys. And I think this is very important because I think we need a heart checkup, right? We as believers, if you're not a believer, I understand. But if you are a believer in America, this country, as you can see, has been drifting, right? Drifting far to the left. We were like at a right standing. We believed in prayer in schools. We believed in having Jesus in schools, Jesus in legislation, all the different things. But now we are misinformed. We are misaligned with what God has intended and his word, and we had come and we believed on Christ. Our nation was founded on Christian worldviews, and it was accompanied with the laws. But right now, we are in a place where that is not happening. We are in a battle for our lives. And so not only, I don't want to just say America, but as in our spirit, in our spirituality, what God has intended for us to have a relationship with him, we are in question right now. As believers, we are in question right now. And we are trying to scramble and figure out what is it, how should we live? What should we do? And how should we abide in Christ? What are we supposed to do? I'm glad you asked. So I want to just talk about what John is saying. He's reminding us. He says, "Dear friends," this is John, 1 John 2:7. It says, "Dear friends, I am not writing a new command, but an old one, which you have heard since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard." So listen, he's not writing something that we haven't heard before, right? This is not new news that Jesus died on the cross for us. This is not news that
we have a right to Christ, right? This is not news that sin is in the world. This is not news, guys. This is not a news flash, right? But it seems to be right now we're in a place where this is news for us, right? This is news for those who are walking in Christ, supposedly. This is news that Jesus said, do not love the world or anything in the world. So if the love of the world, if you love this world, right? The love of the Father is not in you. Wow, that hurts. So what does that mean for us as believers, guys? How can we check in, right? It's important to know that we have to check in with the Lord. This is the only way we know we're walking in something that we shouldn't be walking in, or we're doing something we shouldn't be doing as Christians. We walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh, right? We say that all the time, but how do we walk by the Spirit? See, are we living in sin or in righteousness? We know that sin is always present, right? But we have an advocate in Christ that we can overthrow sin because he already overthrew sin. I'm getting ahead of myself, but if we're believers, we have the option to be able to choose righteousness instead of choosing sin, okay? And how do we do that? So one of the things that we don't do, right, as Christians is, okay, we say, I'm not dealing with that, or I don't want to deal with that. For instance, there's something in your life that you've given over to God. You say, Lord, I've given my life to you. I've given this over to you. So you feel good. You say, I'm not tempted by that anymore because, Lord, you deliver me, right? You deliver me from doing this. You deliver me from looking at porn. You deliver me from looking at lustful things. You deliver me from possessions. You deliver me in my heart from my pride. Like those things you've been delivered from. But God is not just looking at those things. He's looking at something else. He's looking at something that you've made a priority, right? And that you're stewarding over, and you feel like this is your thing, but it could be something else, right? So you could be totally in agreement in certain areas with Christ, but you also can be in denial about some other things that you don't want to expose. And that's me too, right? That's not just you. That's me too. There's some things that I may be in denial about that I'm not willing to expose because I think, hey, I'm good over here. I look good on social media. My wife is okay with me. My children are okay with me. But there's something in your heart that you haven't exposed yet that God is wanting to do a greater work in you so that you can really see his power. It says, do not love the world or anything in the world. What are you loving in the world right now? Are you loving social media? Are you loving the headlines about Diddy? Are you loving what people are saying about these things? Are you praying? Are you saying, Lord, let me get off here. Let me saturate my mind with you so that I can be a witness for you in the world so that I won't look like the world, right? That is our thing. But listen, if you listen to this and you take it personal, you'll say, man, what is he saying? He's saying that I need to do this. No, you don't do anything by yourself. You need God's Spirit. And we'll get to that. So what are you making a priority and what are you in denial about? See, these are the things that God is calling us to have a daily battle with. There are some things that you can get over, right? There's some things that you don't have a problem with, but there are some things that God has to walk us through. The Holy Spirit has to continue to give us the choice or give us the power to say no to, right? Okay. And if that's the case, lust, right? For men, I know we deal with lust, right? Including myself. How do you get off Facebook? How do you stop scrolling, or when something comes up that's inappropriate, how do you expose it and get off of there? How do you get rid of thinking of those things? How do you go in your prayer closet, and how do you deal with it with the Lord? That's a deep thing, right? That's what I'm talking about. That's the magnitude, okay? So let's look at it. We're doing a check-in on our hearts. How do we check in with the Lord? First of all, we reflect on his commandments. We walk by God's commandments. How can we walk by God's commandments, right? We look and we reflect on the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22, right? That's a start. And then number two, we expose it. See, the enemy does not want you to expose what you're really dealing with. He wants you to think, hey, I'm not really dealing with this because I'm good on this. But there is something that's in your heart. There's something that's tugging on you to make you want to be more like the world than be like the Spirit. There's something more flattering in your mind that you're not giving over to God, that God is saying, I want that too. Okay, guys? So the next thing is we expose it. We come against it publicly. So we talk about it publicly. Like, there's some things that I've dealt with in my past, which was porn. There's lust. And my wife would look at me and she's saying, I see you looking at this. And I had to deal with the fact that there was something in my past that God had to get rid of, that I had to say, Lord, have this so that I can be able to see what you want me to see and not lust over things that aren't of you. Okay, guys? So you have to continue. I say this because this is a daily battle. You have to continue to confess it to the Lord in prayer. Continue to give it to the Lord. You may not get over it right away, but you have to continue to confess it to the Lord. And number three, when you confess it, you're saying, well, I confess to God all the time. I tell the Lord that I don't want this, or I don't. How do you deal with that? It's not by you. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. So listen, the third thing we really need to do and how we get rid of or how we deal with sinful things of the world is the Holy Spirit gives us strength to walk in righteousness, right? We don't do it on our own. The Holy Spirit gives us strength. The Bible says the Spirit of truth will guide us to all truth. In John 16:13, it says, but when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. So not only do we get, we have to confess it, expose it, but the Holy Spirit gives us strength to overcome it because of the death of Jesus on the cross. So He did pay for the penalty of sin and death, but we have to, as Christians, as believers, we have to get a hold of that and understand that we have freedom in Christ. And how we have this freedom is through the Holy Spirit. So the things that we want to give up, that we feel like we can't give up, we can give up because the Holy Spirit is going to give us strength to overcome it. That's good, guys. The Holy Spirit gives us everything we need to overcome sin. Okay, so how do we do this heart check? Let's recap. We reflect on the fruits of the Spirit. We expose the sin, right? We expose it publicly to accountability partner. We confess it to the Lord. And then we allow the Holy Spirit to help us walk in righteousness because He's going to help us. That's why He died, guys. That's the beauty of being a follower of Christ. And see, listen, I know you're saying, like, why do I need to do this heart check? Why is this thing so important? I mean, you sound really great, but why is this important? For believers, I just want to let you know that the Bible states that we can be perishing while believing. We are not. We can be in denial and say, no, God has helped me over here, and that's all I'm giving God, but I'm not giving Him this. This is something that I'm going to own. But the Lord says, I've owned everything from the foundation of the world. I've given my Son so that when He died, that He died for sin and death, so that you may have a right of freedom again to me. And the Holy Spirit is going to help you go through the things and get rid of the sinful nature. So listen, the Bible says, but anyone, this is in John, but anyone who hates a brother or a sister is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. Now, you may not be hating on this person. You may not hate this, but just think of it. Place the sin. If anyone hates this, right, sister or brother, or walking, or that you guys are walking in darkness, right? That's just an example. But the bottom line says, they do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded them. So there is a place in your life where you have allowed the enemy, you have allowed Satan to come in and give you an okay to continue in this way. And God is saying that is contrary to what I'm doing. That is the world. This is the love of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the pride, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, right? The lust of the eye, all of those things, that's of the world. But God is saying, no, I want to expose that. I want you to expose that. And I want to do a deeper work in you so that you can really see who I am, see who you're calling, I'm calling you to be. But the only way you can do that is by giving it to the Lord and allowing the Holy Spirit to help you. So the enemy's tactics, guys, he wants you to believe that you can be continue to be sinful and do simple things and live holy at the same time. Listen, I'm telling you, I know we say, well, I made it. I've given my life to Christ. And if you haven't, we're going to talk about that today. But if you haven't given your life to Christ, give it to Christ first. Start there. Okay. But the thing is, if you've given your life to Christ and you're not dying daily to the sinful nature, if you're not going before the Lord and saying, Lord, I had a bad thought. I had this, Lord. I dealt with this dream. I dealt with this lust. Lord, I dealt with, Lord, I'm dealing with this. I'm bringing it to you, Lord. I'm bringing it to you in my encounter. I'm bringing it to you in my prayer closet. Lord, this is what I need to get. Then there's an issue, right? If you don't. But God's will, guys. God's will is to reform us from sin, though it was done by Jesus on the cross. But our role is still to expose it and battle it daily by the Holy Spirit. Our role is to expose it and battle it daily by the Holy Spirit, not by yourself, not by your might, not by your strength, but by the Holy Spirit. Listen, I want to pray for you today. And I'm praying that God would change your heart, that you wouldn't lust after things, that you wouldn't think possessions are more better than the Spirit of the Lord. That if you've been in a place where you feel dry, where you'd be like reading this and say, man, I need a refreshing. I need God to give me a new revelation of what his will is for my life. I am asking you to repent right now. I'm asking you to, whatever that sin is, whatever that thing that you've been holding on to, I'm asking right now, Holy Spirit, come. Give deliverance, set free, and whatever chains they are bounded by right now, I ask Holy Spirit, loose them. Lord God, allow them to walk away feeling cleansed. God wants us to surrender today. So whatever you're struggling with, I ask right now, Lord, that whatever they're struggling with, that you release them. You give them refreshness, a newness, Lord God, and that they battle the sin daily through the Holy Spirit. That they know that they didn't just do it on their own, Lord, but you've done it on the cross. And because of the cross, Lord, we have a right, we have freedom, Lord God, in the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, come right now. If that person is not saved, if that person needs deliverance, Lord, I ask the Spirit of deliverance, Holy Spirit, come and set them free. Set them free from sin and death and allow them to walk in righteousness by the Holy Spirit. And so if you're not saved, pray this prayer with me. Father, I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe that you died and you resurrected on the third day. And Lord, I believe that you have died for my sins. And Lord, I ask right now that you would come into my heart, that I would make you the Lord over my life and the Savior over my life, and that I would walk in the refreshing and the newness of the blood of Jesus Christ, your Son, which died on the cross for my sins. Right now, if you prayed that prayer, I'm asking you right now to get a Bible. Start reading John, the Gospels, but get involved in church. Whoever is close to you that may know about Jesus, I'm asking you to give them a call. I'm asking you to share what you've done today. And I'm asking you to get involved with them and you begin to read God's word and allow the Holy Spirit to give you revelation. But I'm praying, my biggest prayer is that as Christians, guys, that we don't love the world or anything in the world, and that we allow the love of the Father to stay in us, and that we expose the enemy, we expose the sin that has us captive, because God wants to free us, guys. He wants us to walk in his call and his liberty.